Mommy got sick. And it happened just like that. There's nothing anybody could do. It isn't fair. There's no reason. But if we start asking why, we'll go crazy.
5 minutes in the microwave, any one of them, 5 minutes in, done. Ready to eat. Do you know how to make juice?
Microwave, 5 minutes. Here. My shrink. Colin.
Loss of spouse support group. Chicago Cancer Family Network. Parents without partners. Partners without parents. Hug yourself. Hug a friend. Hug a shrink. Or work. Work hard. Work will save you. Work is the only thing that will see you through this. Don't mind him. He's just a guy who's lost his wife. What I think we really need is change.
Good idea. Take a couple of weeks off, get some sun, take Jonah fishing.
No, real change. A new city. It's a place where every time I go around a corner, I don't think of Maggie.
Where are you going to go?
I was thinking about Seattle.
Eventually, in a few months, you'll start seeing women. You'll meet them.
Right, right. Move on, right. That's what I'm going to do. And then in a few months, boom, I'll be fine. I'll just grow a new heart.
Sam,
so
I'm
sorry. She didn't mean that.
I know. Look, it just doesn't happen twice.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. Fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
The
tall one with red hair is your cousin Irene.
You'll recognize her by the disappointed look on her face.
I was married to Harold, who ran off with his secretary.
But came back because Irene threatened to put the dog to sleep if he didn't.
Brother Dennis is Professor Johns Hopkins. He was married to, Betsy.
The most competitive woman in the world.
I don't see how I'm going to remember all this.
Oh, well, Walter, you will.
Your Uncle Milton lost all of his money.
And some other people.
In a pyramid scheme. Don't mention the IRS or the federal prison system. Your mother's Barbara, your father's Cliff.
My father has electric trains.
Really? Am I what they had in mind?
Oh, Walter, they're gonna love you.
Everybody, Annie has an announcement.
Oh.
Walter and I are engaged.
Oh, my goodness. Are you all right?
It's no.
Maybe it's the flowers.
I'll get one.
We'll move.
Good idea.
No, don't touch. That's a terrible sneezing in a time like this.
This is a very important moment for me.
He's allergic to everything. Don't worry about it.
Bees. I'm allergic to bees.
Harold is allergic to every type of bee. We always have to carry a hypodermic of adrenaline wherever we go.
If he eats even one tiny piece of a nut,
my head swells up like a watermelon and I drop dead.
It's the same with Harold and bees.
Your mother and I had salmon at our wedding, and I really think that a wedding without cold salmon is...
I'm not allergic to salmon.
Oh, he's not allergic to salmon. I don't think.
But you never know.
You never know.
Harold wasn't always allergic to bees.
Oh, honey, what a shame. We had some champagne, and what did we use it for?
Uncle Milton's parole, and it was delicious.
It was, wasn't it, Milton?
When are you getting married, Annie?
In early June, in the garden.
Does it have to be in the garden?
Well, what about Harold and bees?
I'm allergic to bees.
We'll spray you.
Cold salmon, a lovely cucumber salad, strawberries.
I'm afraid I am allergic to strawberries.
Yeah, I
see.
Is this all right with you, Walter?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man, face of the earth.
The Lou Gehrig line. Remember Dad, the Lou Gehrig line from...
Pride of the Yankees.
Yeah.
Baseball. Historical reference. I would like to propose a toast.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. To my kid sister.
To Walter and my baby.
To Walter and Annie. Everyone, please eat before it gets cold.
Here it is. The Historical Society wanted this, and I never would give it to them.
Oh, Mom.
I noticed these things are back in fashion.
Grandmother's dress.
Oh, honey. Oh. He's a lovely man, Annie.
I know. He is wonderful, isn't he? And he's such a wonderful athlete.
Are his folks nice?
You'll love them. We're going down to D.C. tonight to be with them Christmas morning.
How did it happen?
Silly, really. I mean, I'd seen him at the office. Obviously, I'd seen him. He's the associate publisher. And then one day, we both ordered sandwiches from the same place, and he got my lettuce and tomato on whole wheat, which, of course, he was allergic to. And I got his lettuce and tomato on white.
How amazing.
It is, isn't it? You make a million decisions that mean nothing, and then one day, you order takeout, and it changes your life.
Destiny takes a hand.
Mom... Destiny is something we've invented because we can't stand the fact that everything that happens is accidental.
Then how do you explain that you both ordered exactly the same sandwich except for the bread? How many people in this world like lettuce and tomato without something else like tuna?
Well, it wasn't a sign. It was a coincidence.
I was in Atlantic City with my family. Cliff was a waiter. He wasn't even supposed to work that night, and suppose he hadn't. He asked me to take a midnight walk on the steel pier. I've probably told you this a million times, but I don't care. Then he held my hand. At one point, I looked down and I couldn't tell which fingers were his and which were mine. And I knew.
What?
You know.
What?
Magic. It was magic.
Magic?
I knew we'd be together forever. And that everything would be wonderful. Just the way you feel about Walter. Walter. It's quite a formal name, isn't it? One of the things I truly knew was that your father and I were going to have a wonderful time in the sack, I believe you call it.
Mom,
of course it took several years before everything worked like clockwork in that department. So don't be worried if it takes a while.
Well, we are ready.
Fine. Fiddle-dee-dee. How's it working?
Like clockwork.
Oh, honey. It's a sign.
You don't believe in signs.
They loved you. I told you they would love you, and they loved you.
I love you.
I love you, Walter. Did anyone ever call you anything other than Walter?
Nope.
Not even when you were young?
Nope, not even when I was young. You sure you don't want to drive with me?
Oh, how will I get back to Baltimore on Friday? I forgot the present. Walter, I left your stepmother's present inside by accident. I swear, when we're old and gray, you're going to have to remind me to put my teeth in. I'll be walking all over town, smacking my gums together and not even noticing.
I'll wait.
You'll wait. No, don't wait, Walter. Really, it's silly. You go ahead. We're late anyway. I'll be 10 minutes behind you.
Sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling.
Horses.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together.
Giddy up.
The snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Horses.
Friends are calling you.
It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Horses.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, horses.
You and your emotions. I'm Dr. Marcia Fieldstone, broadcasting live across America from the top of the Sears Tower in Chicago. Tonight, we're talking about wishes and dreams. What's your wish this Christmas Eve?
What's your wish?
The best present
my
you can give yourself
is
a
turn
call
the radio to station.
The number in Chicago.
The subject of this evening's medical update is you and your spleen. And your host is
not
Dr.
Not on your life.
Coming up, Jingle Bells Backwards, sung by the New Jersey Kate Bayette.
Seattle, go ahead.
Hello, this is Jonah.
No last names, Jonah. You sound younger than our usual callers. How old are you?
I'm 8.
8? How come you're up so late?
It's not that late in Seattle.
Oh, of course. You're absolutely right. All right, what's your Christmas wish, Jonah?
It's not for me. It's for my dad. I think he needs a new wife.
Oh. You don't like the one he has now?
He doesn't have one now. That's the problem.
Where's your mom?
She died.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, who can believe this?
I've been pretty sad, but I think my dad's worse.
Have you talked to your dad about this?
No.
Why not?
It's like it makes him sadder.
Oh, I can understand that. Joan, is your dad home right now?
Yeah.
What's he doing? Is he busy?
Not really. He's out on a deck.
Well, I'm sure that I can help, but I'm going to need you to help me help him. So
wretched
what I want you to do
woman.
Is bring your dad
hang
into
up, Jonah. Don't listen to her.
No way. He'd kill me.
Trust me, Jonah. He won't be angry when he realizes how concerned you are about him.
Oh, run a bet.
Okay, but if I get yelled at, I'm never going to listen to your show again.
Okay, fair enough.
Dad?
Yeah?
There's someone on the phone for you. His name's Sam.
Sam? If you've just tuned in, this is Dr. Marcia Fieldstone. And tonight's topic is your wishes and dreams.
Yeah, I got it.
And we're on the line now with someone from Seattle.
Hello.
Hello, Sam. This is Dr. Marcia Fieldstone on Network America.
Okay, what are you selling tonight?
Is it the micro hibachis or the Ginza knives?
No, I'm not selling anything. I just want to help. I want you to know that your son called, and he asked me for some advice on how you might find a new wife.
Who is this?
Dr. Marcia Fieldstone of Network America, and you are on the air.
You called the radio station?
Sam, are you with me?
Yeah, yes.
Your son feels that since your wife's death, you've been very, very unhappy, and he's genuinely worried about you.
Oh, hey, get out here. Come on, now, I'm not going to go through this alone.
I think it's very hard for him to talk to you about all this. And I thought maybe you and I could talk. It would make Jonah feel a little better. Sam?
Talk to her, Dad. She's a doctor.
Of what? Her first name could be Doctor.
Please?
Sam. It's his Christmas wish.
Okay,
good. Now, I know this is difficult, but how long ago did your wife die?
About a year and a half ago.
Oh. Have you had any relationships since?
No.
No? Why not?
Marcia, or should I call you Dr. Fieldstone?
Dr. Marcia.
Dr. Marcia. I don't mean to be rude.
Oh, and I don't want to invade your privacy. Oh,
sure you do.
Go on, Sam. I'm listening. Sam?
We had a pretty tough time there at first.
Mm-hmm.
But we're dealing with it. And Jonah and I will get along just fine again as soon as I break his radio.
I have no doubt that you're a wonderful father. You know, you can tell a lot from a person's voice.
You certainly can.
But something must be missing if Jonah still feels that you're under a cloud. And just a few questions. Are you sleeping at night?
He doesn't sleep at all.
How do you know that?
I live here, Dad.
Look, it's Christmas. Maggie, my wife, she really did it. She loved it. She made everything beautiful. And it's just tough this time of year. I mean, any kid needs a mother.
Could it be that you need someone just as much as Jonah does?
Yes.
Don't answer that. Let's get into that right after these messages. Sam, Jonah, don't go away. If you've just tuned in, we're talking to Sleepless in Seattle. And we'll be right back after this break with your listener response.
What is she talking about?
This is when other people get to call in and dump on what you said.
Oh. Well, this is really fun. And helpful.
I bet he's tall with a cute butt.
Said he hasn't bathed in weeks and he stinks.
Harriet, shut up.
Hi, can I help you?
Can you with the bag out? You know, maybe I'll just hustle myself out to Seattle, give him a little gift for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you go on out there if you want to. But don't open his refrigerator. They don't cover anything when they put it in the fridge. They just stick it in there and leave it till it walks out by itself.
What I'm saying is I wouldn't kick this guy out of my bed for eating crackers. You know what I'm saying? 65 cents.
Let's take a call before we get back to Sleepless.
Knoxville,
Tennessee, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Yes. I would just like to know where I could get this man's address.
Hmm. Honey, get in line.
On the air. Next caller. Go ahead, Oakland.
If there was one question I was allowed to ask.
Oh, go ahead.
People who truly loved once are far more likely to love again. Sam, do you think that there's someone out there you could love as much as your wife?
Well, Dr. Marcia Fieldstone, that's hard to imagine.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to get out of bed every morning. Breathe in and out all day long. And then after a while, I won't have to remind myself to get out of bed in the morning and breathe in and out. And then after a while, I won't have to think about how I great and perfect for one.
Sam, tell me what was so special about your wife.
Well, how long is your program? Oh, well, it was a million tiny little things that when you added them all up, it just meant that we were supposed to be together. And I knew it. And I knew it the very first time I touched her. It was like coming home, only to know home I'd ever known. I was just taking her hand to help her out of a car. And I knew it. It was like
magic.
Well, folks, it's time to wrap it up. I'm Dr. Marcia Fieldstone in Chicago. And to all my listeners, a magical and merry Christmas. And to you, sleepless in Seattle, we hope you'll call again soon and let us know how it's going.
Oh, you count on it.
Sells the greatest soup you've ever eaten, and he is the meanest man in America. I feel very strongly about this, Becky. It's not just about the soup.
Do it. What else?
New Year's Eve. Please don't make me write it.
Listen to this. Phone service in the greater Chicago area was tied up for 2 hours Christmas Eve when some kid calls a phone-in radio show and says that his dad needs a new wife. 2,000 women call the station asking for the guy's number.
Jesus.
I heard it. This kid calls up and says my dad needs a wife. And the shrinkette practically forces the guy onto the phone and says, do you want to talk about it? And he says, no, as a matter of fact, I don't. And then suddenly, for no reason at all, he starts to talk about how much he loved his wife and how he just fell in love with her, like he was one of those cows in Michigan.
What cows in Michigan?
It was on 60 Minutes. There were those cows that got zapped by stray voltage. No one knows why. And maybe it was Wisconsin. But anyway, I was listening to him talk about how much he loved his wife, and suddenly I was crying. It's like what happens when I watch those phone company ads. I don't have to see the whole thing, just the part where the daughter gives the mother the refrigerator with a big red bow on it.
Yes, the Polaroid commercial. 2 5-year-olds at their grandfather's birthday party.
They're making the album.
Oh, with all the glue. That kills me. You should write something about this.
About what?
Whatever it is.
I'll tell you what it is. 2,000 women calling a radio station for a husband. There are a lot of desperate women out there looking for love.
Especially over a certain age.
You know, it's easier to be killed by a terrorist than it is to get married over the age of 40.
That's not true. That statistic is not true.
That's right. It's not true. But it feels true.
It feels true because it is true.
There's practically a whole book about how that statistic is not true.
Calm down. You brought it up.
I did not, Wyatt. Did you even read that book?
Did anybody read that book all the way through?
Are you two finished? Fine, now. Where were we?
If someone is a widower, why do they say that he was widowed? Why don't they say he was widowered? I was just wondering.
What was that about up there?
What was what?
What's with you?
Nothing's with me.
Something's with you.
What are you saying?
Whatever it is, you can tell me. Sleepless in Seattle?
That's what she called him on the show because he can't sleep.
And now 2,000 women want his number. The guy could be a crackhead, a transvestite, a flasher, a junkie, a chainsaw murderer, or someone really sick. Someone like my Rick.
Actually, he sounded nice.
Oh? Oh, really? Now we're getting down to it.
Please, Becky, I'm madly in love with Walter. He did the craziest thing the other night. What was that? Oh, it was so funny. We were hysterical. What was that? Hmm.
You know, I'm thinking. I've got to go up to Boston for the AAB convention, right? And then I got to visit Winston Hughes about switching over our computers. Why don't we meet in New York for Valentine's Day weekend?
Walter, I'd love to.
We can stay at the Plaza.
Ice skate in Central Park.
Register. Yeah, traditions, glasses, silver, everything. How about it?
I'll take you to Chinatown for dim sum.
Does it have weed in it?
I don't think so.
Dim sum, dim sum, doo-dee-doo-ba.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again when our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside the garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom.
Can I have half your beer?
Though I dream in vain.
Sure, go ahead.
What did I used to say? He's looking at you. Here's mud in your eye.
Here's to us. You used to say, here's to us. Oh, Beta, I miss you so much, it hurts.
Tell him when he gets here.
You want to tell him?
I mean,
I don't mind.
Tell him.
Hey, she's here. She's back.
That's
another idea.
No, 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 no.
Sam,
Claire,
I'm
Claire,
how
so
are you?
Glad you're here. I heard you on the radio. I told everyone about it.
Oh, we already knew.
Well, how did
Grace,
you... the dispatcher?
All of Seattle knows.
I was brushing my teeth, and suddenly there you were. I just couldn't believe my ears. I called my mother in Las Vegas. I said, Mother, turn on the radio. That's my architect. You know, it is so nice when a man can express his feelings.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I wish I could express my feelings.
Yeah, so Claire, is there a problem?
I was just tossing and turning last night. You know what that's like, Sam, because I realized I'm never going to fit my platters in that refrigerator we ordered. And when I get parties, I always put in platters. So I thought I would get the Sub-Zero refrigerator instead, and the only problem...
We have to re-room all the cabinets.
We're going to...
We'll be into this wall.
Yeah, that's a bearing wall.
That's a delay, Claire, of
12 weeks.
I don't mind. The important thing is to get it right.
Absolutely.
Your words. Well, I've got a rush. La decorateur calls. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is fake. She's divorced. We don't want to redo the cabinets, and you need a wife. What do they call that when everything intersects?
The Bermuda Triangle.
Another one.
And you got room for one more here? There you go. You all right there?
Look at this, Dad. They're all for you.
Yes, sir. There you go.
Sleepless in Seattle, care of Dr. Marcia Fieldston?
If you're having trouble sleeping, you might want to try drinking a glass of water from the other side.
I thought that was for hiccups.
Does it work for hiccups?
For hiccups, take a spoonful of sugar and hold it in your mouth for a minute.
Really?
Thank you. What possessed you to give them our address?
They called and asked for it. Dear Sleepless in Seattle, you're the most attractive man I ever laid ears on.
Wait. They called? How did they get our number? Oh, let me guess. You gave it to them.
You have to give them your phone number. They won't let you on the air. Dear Sleepless in Seattle, I live in Tulsa. Where's that?
It's in Oklahoma. Do you know where Oklahoma is?
Somewhere in the middle.
I'm not even going to think about what they're not teaching you in school. I'm not going to think about it. Yeah, somewhere in the middle. And generally speaking, I think we should rule out anyone that doesn't live near here.
She's willing to fly anywhere.
Well, she looks like my third grade teacher. I hated my third grade teacher. Wait a minute. She is my third grade teacher.
Aren't you going to read any of these?
No, because this is not how it's done. I'd much rather just... see somebody I like, get a feeling about them, and ask them if they want to have a drink. Or
a slice of pizza?
Not dinner, not necessarily on the first date, because halfway through dinner, you could be really sorry you asked them to dinner. Whereas if it's just a drink, if you like them, you can always ask them to dinner. But if not, you can just say, well, that was great, and then you go home. You see what I mean? I wonder if it still works this way.
It doesn't. They ask you.
I'm starting to notice that.
If you get a new wife, I'll get to have sex with her, huh?
I certainly hope so.
Will she scratch up your back?
What?
In the movies, women are always scratching up the men's back and screaming and stuff when they're having sex.
How do you know this?
Jed's got cable.
Oh, just... hand me that down behind you. Thank you.
I need
to. Here, let me get you. Jeff's got cable. Come on.
Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, and that's the reason for making whoopee.
When the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you can always find something to do. But from dusk till dawn, as the clock ticks on, something happens to you. In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you love.
Welcome back to the best of Dr. Marcia Fieldstone, clinical psychologist and the friend you never had. Remember Marooned in Miami?
He says he doesn't love me anymore.
Why would you want to be with someone who doesn't love you?
Disappointed in Denver.
Every time I come close to orgasm, he goes to make himself a sandwich.
Why don't you make him a sandwich beforehand?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Well, I'm going to get out of bed every morning. Breathe in and out all day long. Then after a while, I won't have to remind myself to get out of bed in the morning and breathe in and out. And then after a while, I won't have to think about how I had it great and perfect for a while.
Sam, tell me what was so special about your wife.
Well, how long is your program? It was a million tiny little things. And when you added them all up, it just meant that we were supposed to be together, that's all. And I knew it. And I knew it the very first time I touched her. It was like coming home. Only to know home I'd ever known. I was just taking her hand to help her out of a car. And I knew it. It was like magic.
I think I'm going crazy, Dennis. I really do. Are you happily married?
What?
I mean, why did you get married? Was it all trumpets and fireworks and...
I got married because Betsy said we had to break up or get married. So we got married.
But when you first met her, did you believe that she was the only person for you, that in some mystical, cosmic way it was fated?
Annie, when you're attracted to someone, it just means that your subconscious is attracted to their subconscious. Subconsciously. So what we think of as fate is just two neuroses knowing they're a perfect match.
I don't even know him. I am having all of these fantasies about some man I have never even met who lives in Seattle.
It rains 9 months of the year in Seattle.
I know. I do not want to move to Seattle. But what I really don't want to do is end up always wondering what might have happened and knowing I could have done something. What do you think? It's just cold feet, isn't it? Everybody panics before they get married. I mean, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much, Dennis. I feel so much better just having blown this off.
Anytime.
Sandy has a girlfriend, Glenda. She's a weightlifter. It's not like her neck is bigger than her head. Oh, no. I'm not asking you to set me up. That's the one. I don't need your help with that. I just want to know what it's like, you know, out there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. What women are looking for. Pecs and a cute butt. Well, you mean like he has the cutest butt? Yeah.
Where did I hear that recently?
Everywhere. I mean, you can't even turn on the news nowadays without hearing about how some babe thought some guy's butt was cute. Who the first woman to say this was, I don't know, but somehow it caught on.
So how's my butt?
Not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it cute, though?
I don't know. Are we grading on the curve?
When's the last time you were out there?
Jimmy Carter, 1978.
Things are a little different now. First, you have to be friends. You have to like each other. Then your neck. This could go on for years. Then you have tests, and then you get to do it with a condom. The good news is you split the check.
I don't think I could let a woman pay for dinner.
Great. They'll throw a parade in your honor. You'll be man of the year in Seattle Magazine. Tiramisu.
What is tiramisu?
You'll find out.
Well, what is it?
You'll see.
Some woman is going to want me to do it to her, and I'm not going to know what it is.
You'll love it.
Oh, this is going to be tough. Tough. This is going to be much tougher than I thought it was going to be.
About that decorator on the Bennett job?
Victoria.
Yeah, she's pert.
I'm far away from now.
No.
I'm just assembling notes. I'm not going to...
No.
How would I do that?
What do you mean, how do you do it? You call her up. You say, come on, let's get together. We'll look at swatches.
Call her on the phone. Say, come, let's look at swatches.
Yeah, you know, color schemes.
She's not going to see right through that.
No, you don't do it like I do it. You do it in your own suave way. Think Cary Grant.
Cary Grant would call up and say, come over and look at my swatches.
How do you know? Maybe he did.
He didn't.
I know he didn't do it in the movie.
Gunga Din? He didn't call
Din? No, Gunga Din is not a swatch kind of movie.
Why?
But who knows what he didn't realize?
Oh, but he did that with Diane Cannon? Oh, yeah, sure.
Hello, Diane. Take a look at these swatches.
Jonah, I'm home. Hey, Jonah. Jonah? Hey, Jonah. Hey, Jonah.
Hi, Dad. This is Jessica.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Jessica.
Dad, this is amazing. If you play this backwards, it says Paul is dead.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know? Dad, could you shut the door?
Sure.
H and G. Hi and goodbye.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum wheat. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the
old dog is right. This is Sam Baldwin. I don't know if you remember me, but... Oh, great. Hi. I was wondering if you would like to have a drink with me. Dinner? Dinner would be even better. Oh, Friday would be great. Yeah, yeah. I hear that's a good place. 7:30 would be fine, and I'll meet you there. Okay, all right. So it's Friday at 7:30 for dinner. Great. Me too. Bye.
Back in the saddle again.
Are you in love with him?
I'm not now.
Now, those were the days when people knew how to be in love.
You're a basket case.
They knew it. Time, distance, nothing could separate them because they knew it was right. It was real. It was
a movie. That's your problem. You don't want to be in love. You want to be in love in a movie. Read it to me.
Dear Sleepless and Sun, I have never written a letter like this in my life.
That's what everyone writes at the beginning of letters to strangers.
I know that. You think I don't know that?
What about Walter?
Walter. Oh, I would give anything to marry Walter. He's so unexpected. You think you can tell what he's like by just looking at him, but you can't. I should write something in this about magic.
What?
Something. What if I never meet him? What if this man is my destiny and I never meet him?
Your destiny can be your doom. Look at me and Rick.
Will you name the place?
I want to meet you.
How about the top of the Empire State Building?
On the top of the Empire State Building.
Oh, yes, that's perfect.
Sunset, Valentine's Day.
I'll be in New York with Walter. I can squeeze it in. I'll be in New York with Walter.
Darling, it's so dangerous. Just in case one of us is...
You're supposed to be there.
Do you want to hear about destiny? If I hadn't married Martin, I never would have bought the house with the dead tree. On account of which, I got divorced. On account of which, I hit a car and met Rick while buying a neck brace.
Wait a minute. You never told me you got a divorce because of a dead tree.
The tree man.
My father drank beer.
Fell in love with the tree man?
I did not say love.
He was a beard.
Did I say love?
Later in the day.
This is my favorite part.
It's now or never.
Never is a frightening word.
We'd be fools to let happiness pass us by.
Mm-hmm. Winter must be cold for those with no warm memories. We've already missed the spring.
Yeah. Well, it's probably my last.
Men never get this spooky.
I know.
It's okay. I'm here.
Dad!
I'm coming. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. What was that about, huh?
It was sinking.
What was?
A house. There was water coming in all the windows.
Oh. Well, it's okay now. It's all right. So what should we do? Your mother used to sing to you when you had bad dreams.
Bye bye, Blackbird.
Yeah.
I miss her. What do you think happens to someone after they die?
I don't know.
Like, do you believe in heaven?
I never did. The whole idea of an afterlife, but now I don't know. Because I have these dreams about your mom. And we have long talks about you, how you're doing. Which she sort of knows, but I tell her anyway. So what is that? That's sort of an afterlife, isn't it?
I'm starting to forget her.
She could peel an apple in one long, curly strip. The whole apple. I love you, John.
I love you, Dad.
Well, somebody waits. See you tomorrow. For me. Sugar sweet. So as she says bye. I'm coming on home tonight.
Lori? Hi, it's Annie. Fine, fine, I'm fine. Listen, I'm doing an article on call-in radio shows. Do you know anyone who works for someone named Dr. Marcia Fieldstone? I'm a writer for the Baltimore Sun and a friend of Lori Johnson's. I'm doing a piece on how people handle bereavement, and I understand you had a caller the other night, some guy from Seattle.
This is Jonah Baldwin. We're not in right now, but you can leave.
Baldwin.
Okay, Clarice, I'm going to be back either by midnight or 8:30 if disaster strikes. Here's one for the both of us. Now, I left the number of the restaurant where I'm going to be at. If there's any problem, here's the number of the pediatrician. It's right above the phone. Now, here's a bottle of Ipecac. If anybody drinks poison, it's right here next to the juice glasses.
Fine.
How do I look? How do I look?
Great.
Huh? Do I look okay? Do I look all right? I look stupid. I look like I'm trying too hard. I was going to get a haircut, but then I just look like I got a haircut.
This is a good letter, Dad.
Look, the heels on these shoes are grotesque. I look like I'm trying to be tall. Why am I trying
to be
tall?
My name is Annie.
I'm already
tall. Annie Reed.
Now I'm late. Bye.
Dad, read this. Read this.
Fear sleepless and son. I've never blah blah blah. I've been an excellent third baseman for as long as I or anyone else can remember. And while we're on the subject, let's just say right now that Brooks Robinson was the best third baseman ever. Hmm. It's important that you agree with me on that because I'm from Baltimore.
He thinks Brooks Robinson's the greatest. So do you.
Everyone thinks Brooks Robinson is the greatest.
It's a sign.
Come here. I'll show you a sign. Here's a sign. All right. Where is Seattle? Right. Where's Baltimore? Right there. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's like 26 states between here and there. Now that's a sign. I'm out of here. Goodbye. Good night. I love you. Clarice, did you move your car?
Huh?
Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome.
I'll have a
white wine spritzer. And you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi.
Hi.
You look good.
You look good yourself. I thought you were never going to call me.
You did?
I really wanted you to, and I thought you were never going to.
Excuse me, Mr. Baldwin.
Yes?
There's a phone call for you.
Thank you. Hello.
Dad, can we go to New York City for Valentine's Day?
What?
Annie Reed from Baltimore wants to meet us at the top of the Empire State Building on Valentine's Day.
Jonah.
What?
Have you fallen down? Are you bleeding? Is Clarice there? Has she been strangled?
No.
So this is the only reason for this phone call?
If we book now, we can get an excursion fare. Jessica's parents are travel agents, and Jessica says...
I'm not going to have this conversation right now. We will talk about it at a later time. I can't believe this conversation has lasted this long. You go to bed.
Everything all right?
Oh, yeah. Do you have kids?
No.
You want mine? I will have an absolute straight up, please.
Sir.
There she is.
Why is she bringing those groceries?
She's going to cook something for us, so be prepared.
Hi, Sam. Thanks. And let me guess, you must be Jonah.
Hi.
So this is?
Yeah.
The car's down this way.
Great.
She's on her sixth painter, and we're never going to finish this job. Now she wants the fireplace re-bricked.
Oh, I know her pretty well. I could give her a call.
No, I've got it solved. I'm just going to hit her with one of those fireplaces.
Oh, that is so funny. You are so funny.
She wants everything done. She goes to this whole song and dance about, oh, I don't know. I'm stupid. You tell me. You know better than I would. But couldn't we just flip the house around so that everything on one side is now on the other and everything in the back is now in the front? And could the whole front of the house open up on one great big hinge and that way I could just get in with a garage door open? I said, well, yeah, we can do that. We're just going to have to...
move the kitchen cabinet.
Hey, Jonah, bring some of that stuff around, all right?
Do you like baseball?
Yes, I do. In fact, my firm has box seats to the Mariners. Why don't we all go sometime?
Hey.
What about camping?
What about it?
Do you like camping?
I went camping once.
You know what, Dad? We ought to start camping more often.
You're right. Camping is good. Time for bed.
It's only 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock. Time for bed.
Good night.
Well, hey, don't you want to thank Victoria for this delicious dinner?
Thanks for dinner. I never saw anybody cook potatoes that way.
I'm glad you liked it. Good night, Jonah.
Yeah, we don't see a lot of potatoes around here. We're rice men.
You've got me listening to this garbage. Go, turn it on.
Liz?
It's Becky. She's having trouble with Rick again. I'll go downstairs, Becky. I'll call you back. Oh. I'm sorry, Walker.
Liz?
Are you bleeding?
Okay.
kissing her right this minute.
Oh, really? Jonah, tell the truth. Are you spying on your father?
Who's he kissing right this minute?
Listen to me.
To make them stop.
Do you think...
How am I going to explain this to Walter?
She came over and cooked it. She brought two bags of groceries like she was staying here for a year.
Jonah, it's good that your father's dating. It's just hard on you. It's something that you think you want, but then when it actually happens, it scares you.
That's not true.
Okay, now think. Shouldn't your father be the judge of whether someone is right or wrong for him?
Not sane enough to judge anything. Now he's kissing her on the lips. She's a hoe. My dad's been captured by a hoe. What am I going to do?
Calm down, Jonah. Calm down. Tomorrow morning, when you're sitting down to breakfast with your dad, tell him how you feel. It's not good to keep your feelings inside you. Jonah?
Miss Scarlett, in the broom closet with the radio.
We seem to have lost our...
Walter, you scared me. Don't ever do that again.
I thought I saw a Black Widow spider.
You scared me to death. You scared Victoria to death.
It was right over there.
Well, the next time you think you see a Black Widow spider, I want you to say, Dad, excuse me, but I believe a poisonous insect is in the house and I will calmly come and take care of it. You scream like that again, I'll kill you.
Becky heard this guy on the radio. She was sure it was Rick. She was completely hysterical. And then it turned out the guy lived in Duluth. Where is Duluth?
That doesn't make any sense.
I know, Walter. It doesn't make any sense at all. Thank God my life is in place.
Duluth, that's in North Dakota.
I love this letter. You have to write to her.
You think so?
It's YOH.
Yeah.
What's that? Your only hope.
I thought I would look into doing a story on those radio shows.
You'd probably have to go somewhere to really look into it.
Definitely.
Couldn't you do a phone interview?
Not for the kind of piece I want to do. I won't be in Chicago that long.
When you get back, I'll be gone.
And then I'll see you in New York.
I'll get it. I'll go.
This is Captain Browning, and we're at our cruising altitude of approximately 35,000 feet. The weather looks clear to the west, and we expect to arrive in Seattle on schedule.
Don't you hate flying? Yes, I do. I just told the most terrible one to the man I'm about to marry. Did you feel that any lie is a betrayal?
I said flying.
Thanks for bringing me out here.
Well, he likes the planes.
Can I bring something back for you? A souvenir? Do you like those little snow globes? You know, you shake them up and then the snow floats down?
Sure, I'd really like that. Thank you so much.
He's 8.
He's good at it.
I read an article about this. All children are hideous at the age of 8. It's quite normal.
Well, maybe when I come back, the two of us ought to spend some time together on our own. What do you think? Bye, Jonah.
Bye.
Jonah. Listen to me. You don't know Victoria.
I hardly know her myself.
She's
a fag. A mystery to me. She tosses her hair a lot. Why does she do this? I have no idea. Is it a twitch? Does she need a haircut? Should she use a barrette to keep her hair out of her face? These are things I'm willing to get to the bottom of. And that is why
I am dating her. That's all I'm doing. I'm not living with her. I'm not marrying her. Can you appreciate the difference? This is what single people do. They try other people on and see how they fit. But everybody's an adjustment. Nobody's perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect... Come on.
Dad, I was talking to Jessica about reincarnation. She says you knew Annie in another life.
Who's Annie?
The one who wrote us. But Jessica says you and Annie never got together in that life. So your hearts are like puzzles with missing pieces. And when you get together, the puzzle's complete.
God damn it.
The reason I know this and you don't is because I'm younger and pure. So I'm more in touch with cosmic forces.
Who told you this stuff?
Jessica.
Well, I sincerely hope you're not marrying Jessica.
I remember the days of just keeping time, of hanging around in sleepy towns forever. Back roads empty for miles. Well, you can't have a dream and cut it to fit. But when I saw you, I knew we'd go together like a wink and a smile. Leave your old jalopy by the railroad track. We'll get a hip double dip tip toppy to see Pontiac. So you can rev her up, don't go slow. It's only green lights and all rights. Let's go together with a wink and a smile. Give me a wink and a smile. We go together like a wink and a smile. Now my heart is music, such a simple song. Sing it again, the notes never end. This is where I belong. Just the sound of your voice, the light in your eyes. We're so far away from yesterday. Together, with a wink and a smile, we go together like a wink and a smile.
I watched him play with his son at the beach.
Could you talk to him?
Couldn't do it. How did I get here?
You told a lie and got on a plane.
That's not what I mean. I'm going back over there tomorrow and talk to him. I am.
Okay. Good. Goodbye.
Beck.
What?
Is this crazy?
No. That's the weirdest part about it.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
Good night.
Thank you.
Greg. Hello.
Hello.
So then what happened?
So then I left, obviously.
You were standing in the middle of the street?
You know that dream when you're walking down the street naked and everyone is looking at you?
I loved that dream.
That was nothing compared to this humiliation. Nothing.
But he saw you, right?
He saw me.
You were face to face.
He said hello.
He said hello, and what did you say?
All I could say was hello.
Oh, my God.
And all I could say was hello.
It's a sign.
It's a sign that I have watched this movie too many times.
Oh, Annie.
So stupid. The minute I listen to that stupid program on the radio, I've been a complete jerk.
You are not a jerk.
Thank you. Idiot.
You don't know who she was, Annie.
I saw her. I have a picture of her. I'll show you a picture of her. That detective in Seattle sent me a picture of her. Here. See? Huh? That's exactly what she looks like.
This is a picture of someone's back.
Well, it's her, and he was crazy about her. What's this? This is from Seattle.
So I mailed your letter.
Dear Annie, thanks for your letter. It was great. You sound neat. We're very excited about meeting you in New York on Valentine's Day and seeing if we are MFEO. See you soon. Sleepless in Seattle.
MFEO?
Made for each other.
It's cute. It's like a little clue.
Ah!
So he can't write. Big deal. Verbal ability is a highly overrated thing in a guy, and our pathetic need for it is what gets us into so much trouble.
I'm going to run back to Walter's arms if he'll still have me.
What about the letter?
It means nothing. It was written before I went out there. Before the hoe. The only thing is, she didn't look like a hoe. She looked like somebody we would have been friends with.
Ugh! You saw her in the airport and then here?
And I tried to talk to her. It was like I knew her or something. It was weird.
You mean like a deja vu thing?
It was a very French deja vu-ish kind of thing. Oui.
Oui. At least you're out there seeing people again. That's terrific.
Well, I mean, there's really just the one.
Victoria.
You don't like Victoria?
She laughs like a hyena.
Is this true?
No. Sort of, yeah. A little bit, but no. Hey, tell them what you did.
Dad.
Tell them about the radio show. Go ahead.
Dad.
You want to hear it? Go ahead. Tell them. Christmas Eve, he phones in one of those radio call-in shows. He tells them, I need a new wife.
Oh, you're kidding. That's so sweet.
Now he's obsessed with this one woman who wrote me.
You serious?
Yeah, she wants to meet me at the top of the Empire State Building.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's like that movie.
What movie?
An Affair to Remember. Did you ever see it? Oh, God. Cary Grant and Deborah Carr. Is it Carr or Kerr?
Kerr.
Okay. She's going to meet him at the top of the Empire State Building. Only she got hit by a taxi. And he waited and waited. And it was raining, I think. And then she's too proud to tell him that she's crippled. And he's too proud to find out why she doesn't come. But he comes to see her anyway. I forget why, but oh. Oh, so amazing.
amazing when he comes to see her. Because he doesn't even notice that she doesn't get up to say hello. And he's very bitter. And you think that he's just gonna walk out the door and never know why. She's just lying there, you know, like on the couch with this blanket over her shriveled little legs. And
so you're right.
It's fine.
And suddenly he goes, oh, I saw the painting. And he like goes to the bedroom. And he looks and he comes out and he looks at her and he kind of just, they know, and then they hug, and it's...
That's a chick's movie.
I would say so. What kind of a person would write to someone they heard on the radio?
Oh, I got hundreds of letters from women all over the country.
Desperate women.
Just because someone is looking for a nice guy, it doesn't make them desperate.
How about rapacious and love-starved?
No.
It is easier to be killed by a terrorist than to find a husband after the
age of 40. That is absolutely untrue.
Right, honey. Right.
Well, I'm not looking for a mail-order bride. I just want somebody that I can have a decent conversation with over dinner, you know, without it falling down into weepy tears over some movie that you just saw.
Very emotional.
Although I cried at the end of The Dirty Dozen.
Well, who didn't?
If Jim Brown was throwing these hand grenades down these air shafts, and Richard Jekyll and Lee Marvin were sitting on top of this armored personnel carrier that dressed up like Nazis.
Oh, yes.
Trini Lopez.
Trini Lopez.
What? He busted his neck when they were parachuting down behind the Nazi line.
Stop it.
Richard Jekyll, what's he getting? He had on his shiny helmet because he was a yuppie.
Please, no more.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
This is the best movie I've ever seen in my life. What's so great about it? You have to find her, Jonah. You have to go to her.
Do you know how much money it costs to go to New York?
Nobody knows. It changes practically every day. How much money do you have?
$80.
I have $42. That will probably cover taxi cabs.
But how would I get there?
Greg, I have to run these tickets over to someone. Can you keep an eye on things up front till I get back?
Sure, Mom.
Seat or an aisle?
Window.
Do you want a food plate?
I don't know. Do I?
I'd rather die than eat airplane food.
I'm telling them you're 12 so you can fly unaccompanied and the stewardess won't carry you around and stuff like that.
Are you crazy? Who would believe I'm 12?
If it's in the computer, they believe anything.
Are you sure?
Do you want me to say that you're really, really short for your age and that they shouldn't say anything because it would hurt your feelings?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man.
You're gonna miss the train.
No, I'm not. I'm so happy, Becky. Finally, I feel happy. This is right. This is real. Everything else is what happens when you watch too many movies and you completely lose sight of what counts. Please, don't tell anybody what happened, because I would be so absolutely mortified if anyone knew I did anything even remotely close to what I've done. Thank you, thank you. Do you promise? I promise. Sleepless in Seattle is history.
It's hard to understand. And if you love him, I'll be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man.
Well, I was just going to say that ever since Christmas, you've been different, kind of distracted, distant, but now it feels as if you're coming back from wherever you were.
I am. I was just, I think I got nervous.
No, but that's normal, right? I mean, don't you ever feel nervous about, you know...
What?
Forever.
No.
Well, I did, and, you know what I think? I think I thought it was too perfect, you know? I started to wonder if we were the human equivalent of two rights making a wrong. You know what it was? It was like kismet, but not, if you see what I mean. You have to grow up. You just can't keep having all these adolescent fantasies about how exciting your life is going to be. Don't hate me, but I love this pattern.
You couldn't.
I do.
This is just like my grandmother's china.
How many place settings should I put down?
10.
Exactly. Mm. 8 is too few. 12 is too many. Yeah. Size it down. She had really fat fingers.
So beautiful. It's exactly what I would pick out if I had every ring in the whole world to choose from. You see what I mean? There are people who would like a relationship to be full of surprises, but I am not one of those people. No, siree. Prizes are highly overrated.
I'm leaving first thing in the morning, but I'm only going to be gone one night. And Clarice is going to be here, so you'll be able to see plenty of Geraldo and Nightmare on Elm Street 12. I will never know.
Are you going with her?
I'm going with Victoria, yes. And don't try anything tricky, understand? Don't go rolling in poison ivy as soon as I leave the house. Or lock yourself in a closet or do anything that makes you need stitches. If your finger falls off, it's staying off. No one's going to pack it on ice and take it to the hospital so you can be a breakthrough in laser surgery. Is this about that woman in Baltimore?
Annie. I don't care what you do.
Good, fine.
I'll tell you what I'm doing this weekend. I'm getting laid. 1990s and nobody is getting laid. I'm the only man in America who is getting laid this weekend, and I haven't been laid that much. 6 girls in college, maybe 7. How long have you been standing there?
Forever.
What did you hear me just say?
6 girls in college, maybe 7.
7?
8! Mary Kelly!
This is the one I like.
Jonah, the fact is, you're not going to like any woman because it isn't your mother.
How do you know? What's wrong with Annie?
Oh, Jonah, shut up!
Shut up? Shut up? Mom never said shut up to me. Mom never yelled at me.
The conversation is finished.
Why can't we go to New York?
There is no way that we are going on a plane to meet some woman who could be a crazy, sick lunatic. Didn't you see Fatal Attraction?
You wouldn't let me.
Well, I saw it, and it scared the shit out of me. It scared the shit out of every man in America.
I'm not leaving till you say yes. I hate you! I hate you! I hate you!
That's good. You'll have a lot to tell Oprah how your dad destroyed your life because he had to go off for a weekend special at the Holiday Inn. Jonah, Clarice is here, and I gotta go. Hey, Jonah. Jonah? All right, Jonah, listen, I gotta go. Yeah. Jonah?
Jonah?
Hey, Jonah. Jonah!
Jessica, honey, you have to tell us where he is. Jonah's daddy is very upset.
Jessica, this is your father. Tell us where he is. Right this minute.
N-Y.
What is that?
No way. That's N-W.
New York. He's on his way to New York.
What?
How?
United 597.
Jessica.
When does it leave?
7:30.
There you go. Here's a nice pin for you for flying with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I take this for you?
No.
Empire State Building. Get a little further away from the curb next time, Max.
There it is. What you gonna do when you get up there? Spit off the top?
No. I'm going to meet my new mother.
No, I'm Cynthia.
Excuse me. Are you Annie?
Something wrong?
Can I get you a drink?
Some champagne?
Fine.
Can we have a bottle of Dom DeLuise? Just kidding.
Oh, it was a joke. He meant Dom Perignon.
I got it.
Oof. Beautiful view, isn't it?
Walter. There's something I have to tell you.
Come on.
So he could be on top of the Empire State Building now?
No. I guess he could be. No. If not him, Walter, it's me. I can't do this.
Look, Annie, I love you, but let's leave that out of this. I don't want to be someone that you're settling for. I don't want to be someone that anyone settles for. Marriage is hard enough without bringing such low expectations into it, isn't it?
Walter, I don't deserve you.
No, I wouldn't put it that way. But, okay.
You okay?
Yeah. What?
Look. It's a sign.
Who needed a sign?
Walter?
Something happened to you? What if I couldn't get to you?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What have I done? You are my family. You're all I've got.
I thought you'd be here. I thought you'd come.
We're doing okay, aren't we? I mean, are we okay? Are we all right? I mean, so far, have I done anything really stupid?
No.
Have I screwed it up for the both of us?
No.
Oh.
Get up there.
We're closing up. No more runs tonight.
Listen. Can I just take a look? There's someone I was supposed to meet. He's probably not there, but if I don't at least look, I'll always wonder about it.
Cary Grant, right?
You know that movie?
One of my wife's favorites.
Maybe when we get home, we'll get a dog.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? Wouldn't you like to have a dog?
Sure.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Empty.
Can I take a minute?
Go ahead.
it by the telescopes.
You.
It's me.
I saw you in the street.
Are you Annie?
Yes.
You're Annie?
This must be yours.
I'm Jonah. This is my dad. His name's Sam.
Hi, Jonah. Who's this?
Howard.
Oh, Howard. Hello, Howard.
We better go. Shall we?
Someone happy, make just one someone happy, make just one heart to heart you. You sing to one,
it's nice to meet you.
Smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one girl you're everything. If you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
me a kiss to fill a dream on. In my imagination, we'll drive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this. A kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me. In my imagination, will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part. A kiss to build